So Ion, Katie, Ionette from Victoria, she comes and visits me and Carolyn. What did she think in her most intimate thoughts of me and Carolyn?
That if it was half as good as you lay it out to be, it ought to be a good life.
So I laid it out to her that it was good.
No, you laid it out that you didn't know. Which is what you always do.
I have no idea if this is paradise.
It's like, this is, we staggered through. Well, this is where we began, and it all started at heebie-jeebies. And there was a dollar bill laying on the bar, and I read poetry off the dollar bill doing push-ups. Because I'm quite the athlete, you know. Just remember, I won't show you, but I can tell you what an athlete I am. See, my gut used to punch way out to here, but it only punches out to here now, my little saggy thing. Yes, I have a few saggy things on my meat sack body, but they're not as bad as they once were. I've had some of them stitched up, you see, over the years, and over the time, having a good plastic surgeon has helped me a long life way, and I've poked and prodded and stemmed and stuck and tucked and all kinds of little thingy things. Botox is my friend, and I have all kinds of fun that I use to get myself together, however seamlessly. And then, if you kind of figure out how the things that you've gone through. But see, the funny is, Bob's been a very, very long time. 1922 is a long time. But he doesn't remember any of it, so it's all fresh and new. So it's like you said on the chat the other night, they can't be listening to Revelations and can't wait to catch the Alzheimer's so they can enjoy it again.
I am having that weird experience because I just, like, had the impression it was just, like, day, and all of a sudden it's 5. I had the impression, like, 5 minutes ago it was becoming day, and all of a sudden it's dark again, and I'm like, what happened?
Okay, then go to Usum's. Usum's better?
Usum's is Ion.
Well, there's Zemans and Usum's and Dayans and Vions and Emians and Lemians and Mamernium. Don't forget Mamernium. Mamernium's better. And the superfluous they, you don't forget those. They're a whole other host of.
But
of
I'm
groups,
really,
so.
I'm really having like an impression of lost time. Like, what happened to the whole day?
Is there a day? There is not a day. It's not even an opus day. All that even went south. You have to whoop your own the opus day. That means you got to whoop your own ass just to get your own attention. I want a religion where I whoop my own ass to see if I'm religious or not. It's a great day, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I know I love Jesus better than ice cream. Whoop my ass. And then you whoop your own ass, and you find out you do like Jesus better than ice cream. Okay, now it's good. So you can still have ice cream, and you can still love Jesus, but why can't you do that without having to whoop your own ass? So leave the opus out of it.
Well, see, he's describing Opus Dei, D-E-I, Opus Dei, and they whip themselves. They're medieval
they whoop their own ass.
They
whoop my own ass, then I can know that I love Jesus. That's how it goes. I know Jesus, whoop my ass, whoop my ass, whoop my ass. I love Jesus, whoop my ass. I scream all the day. And then when they can't eat ice cream, they rub ice cream on their ass because they just whoop their ass and it's sore. So they can't get their ice cream through on the beginning and the end of the journey.
No, but, you know, it's really weird because I was thinking I have to have something for breakfast.
So oh, ice cream is good. Do you whoop your ass before you or after you eat ice cream? Let's talk about production and how this all connects. Here's what happened. It's a funny time. Now, we're just going to say this, and we're not going to say this a bunch now. We, under the circumstances, have been very, very nice. Well, it's real slow and easy. What's going to happen is now as you're coming in the generations, they keep increasing. Notice we haven't been talking about generations in a long time. Generations are very important because there's a schedule. See, there's no time, there's eternity, but there's a schedule. And we will hold to that schedule. Now, let me say it another way. The schedule will be held, too.
The schedule timing?
It can be, but there's just this little window that we're trying to make sure that you don't miss. And that's all. So if we have to shoot you all in the head to get you to notice that exact precise proclivity, we don't mind. It's okay with us. But we think there's a simpler, easier way. So here's what happened. In the original days, we laid this out very clearly, but some of the long precepts or the goals have been set aside. And we got to come back to those goals that we originally were trying to accomplish so that you can move into a place that moves for increase. You're talking about sending drops all over the world and all that kind of stuff. You shouldn't have to do that. People should be trying to kill you to get your yours. They should come right up over you and steal your jobs because there's a run on them, you see. That's how it should be going. And it's going to go that way, but if it happened today, you wouldn't be quite ready for that.
Yeah,
so there's a process that we're working with that will make that easy. Make that easy.
See, if you're not careful, guys.
Bob has made the terrible mistake of saying that the only currency is RNA drops. We said don't ever make it be about the money or it may not be enough. So if that's the case, we might just make RNA drops for free.
Yeah.
Well, then should I do that audition thing or not? If you're going to make
Yes, that's for free.
Oh, yeah, do that. That's great fun. Sure, that's fun. No, we're just saying there's a step. There's a step. It's going to shift. We're just rallying it together to get it right.
We were on a schedule before the Blood Moon 2010. That was the first schedule. We had to get the revelations done.
There were marks. There's marks in the sand that you'll know, because otherwise you won't ever recall that it was.
What does it mean for what Carolyn's doing this weekend? Is that a marker?
Most absolutely. Oh, and if you have any money in Chase, you better get it out.
What generation are we now?
13 or 14. You got a long wait. You got to wait. Forget about it. It's not showing up for another 3 years. No. Maybe, yeah, about a year.
Tomorrow. Never. No, it's already passed. It's next Thursday. So you missed that
right
one. Another 13, no, 14,000 years. So you have just a few moments to prepare. For 14, 15, no, 13. Oh, God, it was 12,000 years. You're sunk. You got to wait. We got to start all over again. Okay, let's see. Not from not, it's 2. And if not from not, it's 2. 2 from 4 is 6. If 6 and 8 is 19 and 21 is 2, then 11 would be 9. Good. Okay, then there you go. Good.
Anybody with me? Have I gone off by myself with Ion?
Ooh,
are you with me, people?
You know what happened the last time that happened, Bob? No crying this time.
Oh, yeah, that was the mantelpiece with the figurine.
Sure. Yeah, the figurehead that was looking, peeking through the keyhole. The voyeur that is our life. The voyeur that has run our life, yes.
I think I'm going to become a voyeur instead of engaging coitus.
You're going to become a force majeure?
A voyeur. I just want to see.
What's a voyeur? You mean a voyeur?
You call a voyeur?
Come on. Get into the 21st century. The fucking language is English.
She also calls it an attagier. It's an attagier also. An attagier as opposed to a chaperone.
Carol just wrote Generation 114. Generation 114.
Yay!
114.
I told you to get your clothes back on. I said it way too early. We said, here you are, now she's in. And now, by God, this will get ugly.
What I like the most of what you ever said is that relationship is not required.
It's not required. It's not required.
So, can I just engage myself?
It's not can I. It would be may I. And the answer is yes, you may. But it might be way fun once you get past those little biases to engage it in a different way, maybe. But it's okay, but you'll be very pleased and surprised otherwise. You may be at a point where you're driving. You want to be on top, you can be on top. It's okay. You can run it. You run it. And if you had it that way, it might be different, because then you would be engaging yourself just with another person. But you could please and delight yourself with another person. You can say, lay down right here real still. Shut up and do what I tell you to do. Don't do nothing else. I want you to be happy, but I don't care whether you are or not. This is not for you. This is for me. And then what happens is all of a sudden it becomes a very different, euphorically wonderful, great thing. So just saying. But it's all right, darling. Any way you want to go, it's good.
Yeah, pretend you're with the other person, and they have to obey you.
No, get one that yields. There's those that'll do just what you tell them to do, and nothing you don't tell them to do. So if you don't tell them, they won't do it.
So I wrote down, Roxana gets advice on masturbation
Not masturbation, coitus. Hell, she's already an autosexual, Bob. We're trying to get her back with the real world.
Good. Edgar Casey never had it this good.
He was sleeping with his assistant, didn't even know it.
Is there any reason why I have so many time anomalies?
Yeah, it's because you're finally knowing that there is no time. So why wouldn't there be anomalies? You just now acknowledge that there's no time. And that's euphorically changed everything, because now there's no hurry, now there's no rush, now you're never late for it, now they never start without you. And you're noticing that, and so in noting of that, then guess what? There isn't any. Yay, and you just noticed that you noticed. You just noticed that you noticed that there was a notice, that you noticed that there was notice. Because you noticed that there was a notice. And then you noticed that other people noticed that you noticed that you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. Be as cute as you could be when you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you could look back at me. You see? See?
Well, you're not going to get away with this much alone time with Ion. Barbara's here, Roxanna, so watch out.
Time to go to Eureka.
Time to get serious. Worry about the next disaster.
Get ready. Get ready. Come on, Gaylord. It's time to go.
Ion, you said something about Eureka. What are you... Serious, I have to go back to Eureka,
no,
or are you just
No, he's just joking.
That?
We're not going into that, Barbara. Come on, get him some.
Okay, well, good. Just make sure we're joking.
Yeah, we're just joking.
Can I get my diamond ring back?
Let's sell it instead, hey?
I already sold it by mistake. I should have kept it.
That's why we sold it, Barbara.
So I could get it back?
But of course, it's lasered on the side, on the culet. It's lasered, so you can find it. It's on your receipt.
Well, how would I track it down who has it? And
that's called intention.
Yeah, it would have to be intention, because I couldn't figure out how to get that back.
Just remember, you can always fuck the Jabberwocky.
Go to another world. What I wanted to ask is about when you were talking about... when we're going over the revelations, rewrite, and we talked about the war in heaven between the angels. When you talk about heaven, are you referring to the guff, or is heaven a place on earth?
We're trying to decide if we're going to take you to the Feast of Capernaum or if we're going to Tisha B'Av. We're probably going to go to... Revelations 19:20. That's where you're going. You can go to 19:19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him a false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them, and he had deceived the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. They both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire with brimstone. Ta-da!
So that sounds like it could be a place on Earth?
As long as you have enough copper sulfite.
In what way would the copper sulfite play in?
Revelation
fire?
18:13, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beast, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the, quote, fruits of that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all these which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Ta-da! Then, you know, the great harlot is destroyed. Honey, don't think for 1 second you're going to stroll us into Revelations and they're going to get it like that. You better have some questions or we're going to go. We take you toe-to-toe, darling. We love you. Because the marriage supper of the Lamb is right there in 19:7. 19:7. Why couldn't you just go to there? Then you would know when Jesus shoots his load again. It'd be the second coming, wouldn't it?
Okay, and then the great harlot is the United States. Is that correct?
Well, you'd have to thoroughly look at the vow of judgments to get that now, wouldn't you?
I'm going to have to do it.
He's not giving out what people have to pay for or what we got in the rewrite.
Okay, never mind.
You can't just go by and say, okay, I'd like to fuck the Jabberwocky. How large is his penis? You're not going to get that. You've got to fuck the Jabberwocky yourself. You'll find out. It's all good.
I thought it was a very good question. Where is heaven? The angels are fighting in heaven. Is that anywhere near Earth?
It's just a sin away. It's just a sin away.
Oh, yeah, there was that line, just a sin away.
The kindles.
Yeah,
heaven's just a sin away.
Anyway, Bob, the question I asked was, has the Vatican, using the Lucifer telescope, located the planets with life? And that's located on Mount Graham.
Where's that?
In New Mexico.
Well, what's the significance of Mount Graham?
It's an observatory that the Vatican and the U.S. and I think Russia is involved.
You're
own
it,
or yeah, and they have a device, and it's their goal, from what I've heard, is to locate planets with life, or they're watching for something coming in, like an armada. Or dwarves.
Watching too much George Lucas or something. Star Trek.
Now, I am laughing. Are they looking for an armada of extraterrestrials?
They're seeing if Bob is going to loose the Jabberwocky on them or not, because he's at the codec.
They're thinking this whole radio show is a big distraction.
They're watching
the back door. Bob sneaking around the back entrance.
Yep, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it came unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them. And power was given to him over the kindred and tongues and nation, Daniel 7:21. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ear to hear, let him hear.
And Bob, having the codec, has stopped their progress.
The Jabberwocky story.
Don't be telling that Bob's got the codec. You'll get worse.
You already said it.
We can do that, but you can't.
All right.
We can say that. We can get by with it. You get in trouble. No.
Okay, I don't know anything. It's been said that the Nephilim will return. Is that... true.
They're not returning. They're already returned.
That's what I thought. Okay. Were they seen near CERN? The Albus giant, like in England? Like that chalk figure? That huge chalk figure that was drawn?
No, that's not like that. They live in Chelsea. I mean, it's not that big of a
secret. They live in Chelsea?
Yeah.
The Nephilim.
The Nephilim, yeah.
Are the Nephilim giants or no?
In Canaan, yes.
Are they in Canaan now?
If you knew where Canaan was, yes.
The Valley of the Sun, did giants wipe out Native Americans or Native Indians there?
They won the World Series this year.
No,
they won the World Series this year. The Giants.
Yeah, Barbara, that's your world. Are you happy that your team won?
Yeah, that was great.
And you are still worshiping the Giants. Look there.
I'm not worshiping them, but I was just questioning, inquiring, curious. The Pope that we have now, is he the final Pope?
Final Pope happened about three back. Back there, the 1978 30-day pope. He was the final pope.
He was the last pope there was.
The pope we have now, is he the black pope?
He ain't no damn pope. Are you nuts? He's a nigger-loving Jew. He's talking about how people can be a homosexual and they can be all this kind of stuff just so he can come up with some money sketch. I wish some of y'all would give that son of a bitch some money so he wouldn't have to go around here changing everything and whatever he stood up. He said, this is a sin, it's an abomination, but if y'all fucking each other, I understand. It's okay, as long as you put your money in the plate. Go ahead and fuck each other. If you want to go ahead and do this, okay, just put your little money in the plate. We're going to soften our bias a little bit. We're losing too many patrons. Too many cardinals are found. Too many cardinals have been tunkalopizing. They've been tried and tailbone. They can't go to this. We can't even get our priest to hold up to this. How in the hell are you going to get the world to? For Pete's sake, the silliest bunch of dribble we ever heard in our life. And then comes up to the little book, chapter 10.
What's the little book?
Fatty Communion, the tiny note chart.
Bob Hines of this year.
Oh.
She's never heard of the little book.
Are you talking about the tiny note chart?
Yeah.
You're talking about the little book. You were Revelations. You were talking about the gay pope, and you were talking about all this other bull crap, weren't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, then that goes to get you up to the little book.
Is that the book
of life?
Bob, didn't she start this by asking about Revelation? Didn't that where we started?
Yeah.
She started back listening and getting it all and working it all out. And does she not aware... Right before the sixth trumpet finishes, they open the little book, and the little book applies to that whole thing. And she's acting like it's some foreign language or something.
Oh, God. I have information overload.
Yes, that's true.
You and Tyrone Banks.
A short while ago, Ion, you said that your purpose here was to get us on the road to wellness. Is being well... the same thing as being ascended?
No, it is not. When you are ascended, you don't have to be well.
Well, either way, I sure as hell want to get on the road to wellness. Would you help me with that?
Ezekiel 25, the whole chapter. The problem you have now, you have to overcome the Ammonites.
I do.
If you ever going to get better, you do.
Do the Ammonites represent something in the body?
Do.
Would you tell me what they represent?
We did. Chapter 25, Ezekiel. And then the word of the Lord came upon you, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Hear ye the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord, because thou saidest, aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, and when it went into captivity, that behold, therefore I deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make thy dwellings in thee, and they shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. That's what's happened to your meat and body, darling. You are hosting foreigners in your land.
And I want to get rid of them, is that right?
That'd be sort of up to you, but we'd think so, probably.
Would you tell me the process to get rid of them?
Oh, okay. In verse 6, For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thy hands and stamped thy feet and rejoiced in heart with all thy despite against the land of Israel, behold, therefore, I will stretch out my hands upon thee, and I will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathens, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of those countries, and I will destroy thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord God. You can find Zechariah 1:4. It's like when you loot the nations when you come back to take over. That's how you do it, just like that.
Is there any chance that you would translate all that for me into language I would understand that relates to my meat sack body?
We did. Isaiah 17:2, and then 24:24 of Isaiah. Zechariah 1:4. You've got to take this on yourself, darling. You can't ask us because we could live it for you. We could nut for you. We get you that you can't stand it, but then it'd be ours, not yours. See, we're already in our place of power. We're trying to get you into yours. It's a participation sport. You get to participate. And we'll tell you where to go. We'll tell you how to go. We'll tell you who, what, when, where. We can tell you everything. We can get you aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, or mid, among. We can get you everything to a stump, every proximity to a stump. Honey, we can get you there. But you got to be the stump. You got to be where you want to go. You got to be that thing that you want to be ascended. You've got to embrace those positions. Otherwise, they're not yours. You see? The food you're eating is not yours. It's borrowed.
But these Bible verses mean nothing to me unless you would give me the translation for everything.
The context in which we lay it out is the same context in which you confused it. They don't mean anything to you. So if you have a specific question, then you wouldn't get the reference from us that we said that you had foreigners living in your body, that you had invaders in your body, things living in your body that you didn't desire, that's blocking you from your what you call a sense that you wouldn't be aware of because they're foreigners and you've had them so long they're normal to you. These pains that you embrace in your body, you've had them for a while, so you just say, oh, that's normal. It's not. You know what we're talking about there. That's no different than what we read about in the Judgment of Ammon. Same words.
How do I get rid of these foreigners?
No. You have to destruct Tyrus. T-Y-R-U-S. Tyrus. Just tear that down. Destroy Tyrus.
Tyrus. That's not papyrus, is it? It's not related to
Tyrus. T-Y-R-U-S.
Would you tell me what Tyrus is?
Two Phoenician seaport cities, Tyre and Sidon.
Those things you just mentioned, is that...
He was the Syro-Phoenician king Hiram's land. He was trading with David and Solomon.
I don't know where to go from here, sorry.
Acts 21, 1 through 6.
Is the human spinal cord represented in the Bible by the River Jordan?
No, it's in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 10.
That's where the spinal cord is?
Yes.
Is the sacrum the Dead Sea?
No, the rocks.
Give it to me.
I've been getting some bad information.
Well, you think?
Evidently.
Hebel is idols, darling. Hebel. H-E-B-E-L.
I'm very impressed that for everything I quote in the Bible, how can that be that everything is imbued in this book?
Everything that links back to get you back to God answers every question, because as God you know is thy servant.
But how was it really made or written? Was it made by many people, many gods, or was the creation of only one?
You are the only God, so everything else is a false god. So 2 Samuel 7, and then that goes into Chronicles and Chronicles 17, 1 and 2. That links to Kings, see Kings 8, 17 and 18. They all link. It loops back to you.
How come the Bible has everything in it?
Because it's everything you know. If it's not in there, you don't know it, so therefore it is not.
There was always this, like, archetype of the book, and, like, everybody knew what they are reading is not the whole story, that there is much more in the text, in the words. What makes you comfort finally? Did you ever come before, or what had to happen that you finally... Tell us what it's inside the Bible, the real meaning.
Judges chapter 6. The whole thing.
Is Bob related to Hermes Trismegistus in any way?
Hermes.
He's the illegitimate stepson of Thoth.
Of Thoth? How many did he have of those? How many illegitimate stepsons?
How many of you are there? Many.
Nay. Bob is the illegitimate stepson of Hermes Trismegistus.
First of all, you got the failure of Judah. You got the failure of Benjamin. You got the failure of the tribes of Joseph. You got the failure of Zebulun. You got the failure of Asher. And you have the failure of Naphtali. All those failed. So, failure of Dan. All those failed. So somebody's got to do it.
When did I start planning on doing it? 4,000 years ago with Moses?
You didn't. You didn't. You haven't yet.
I haven't planned it.
Airing it up. You hadn't yet. You're still working it out. You're waiting on somebody to say it so you can say, nah, I ain't going to have it. I ain't taking over nothing. No copper sulfide. I ain't taking over. Russians had to feed him some division and fucking bastards. Who wants to take care of their sick all over the place and running all over here like they own something, like they done something. It's Kremlin bullshit. It's all this Chernobyl bull crap trying to make things about like we got going on good for Fukushima and purple and trying to take over things and this ISA bullshit coming out here trying to take over the CIS and it's like ridiculous stuff in Russia and how it's all on applied. Them Syrophoenicians running around here think they're going to take the Persians and bring Babylon back and all this kind of stuff and they're going to try to get under my left paw of the Sphinx and get all the secrets to pull it back together to open the codex so they can see these things that are coming from afar. Foreign land and Bob splits the eastern sky to come back and take over and the Canaanites and the Persianites and the Amaleks and they fly and they fled and they pursue after him and they caught him and they cut off his thumbs and his great toes. You could do a little exegesis, honey, on Judges chapter 1.
Bullshit. That's how you come across, Aya, when you're doing the rapid talk.
You know, I'm curious about if Roxy on her...
Okay, what are you curious about?
Was that, like, another world? Is she, like, in a different world, and that's why she couldn't hear for...
No, she got zapped
time
by...
There, or...
No, she got zapped by Ion and the laser beam, and she just shifted slightly. Her frequency... It's like a transition. You know, you're going underneath a tunnel or something, so there's a silent period. So she transitioned and then silent. She freaked in the silence, and then her hearing came back.
Right.
So
we were trying to tell her to be calm and easy and being soothing, and it would only hurt for just a minute, and then it would be okay, and she seized up.
And that's right.
And it went south after that, and then it was, and we're still trying to recover. There you go.
I often had this impression that I'm somewhere else.
You are somewhere else, and that is with us.
I had this experience.
Darling, you're not that clever. You're not that clever. We help a lot.
But, I was in, a collective taxi in Mexico City, and that happened several times, but all the people there were looking at me, suspicious, in a suspicious way. And I have the impression
so
I'm dreaming.
You have this,
real.
You shine. It is real, and they look at you because you have this different light about you. And they go, what's up with that chick? Look at the chicky wappas. It's the chicky wappas. They all want to be with you, but they're all afraid of you. They all would do anything to be with you, but they can't stand it because you're too much for them. And that fear of rejection is worse than the compassion that you would engage. So that's all. Isn't it fun to do it in a very private, close-in environment with everyone listening in the archives forever? Might as well make a YouTube about it so everybody can enjoy it. So that's only keep it safe and private.
No, but it's true. I always have the impression that people is afraid of me. They're curious about me, but they're, afraid.
Are. Yeah, they are. They're afraid you'll eat their head off and spit down their throat hole.
Okay, sorry for interrupting.
As long as you know that it has to always begin and include and end with Bob. If he does that, then you're always okay. That's all you got to know. If it does that, you can stay forever. But if it ever doesn't, it's going to get right back to Bob very quickly. It must.
Are you saying, does it begin with Bob? Did you say begin or just end with Bob?
It must begin, include, and end with Bob.
I'm the only one who's not afraid of her.
Well, that's just because you don't engage.
I think we have a good friendship. You know, can't really get in what it's like to be a friend of somebody.
Nice. I like that.
Bob, have you let her in the codex again? You wear me out. You're in there trying to say, don't say nothing about this. Okay, I won't say anything. I'll put it on John Alex Jones radio, so nobody will hear it. Nobody listens to him. It'll be safe over there. I know. I'm in a book. Nobody will read that. I'll put it in the tiny note chart. It'll be safe there. That's true. We'll put it there. I know. Let's sip it in the Thompson Quadrant. Nobody's ever looked at that the first time, so it ought to be good. It's good.
But I also have, like, these waves of feeling gratitude towards him. Like, I'm just like, wow, thank you. Because he shares a lot, especially of what he knows.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed with what I know.
Well, we were just going to ask you to ask Bob, hey, say, hey, Bob, exactly what do you know? Bob, what do you know?
I asked him the other day, because sometimes I have these crises, like, I have the impression I don't know anything anymore. And I asked
Welcome
him that.
To Bob's
what
world.
Do you
now,
really
that's
know?
That's Dobbstown, Dobbstown 101. I don't know nothing. Can't find out nothing. Everything I ever hoped to know, everything I figured out, everything I've obsolesced, I've gauged, I've gained, I've lost, I've plused, I've minused, I've overed, I've undered. Everything I've ever done was for naught. I don't even know how I got here. I don't know where I am, and if I was here, I wouldn't know it. If I didn't know I wasn't here, I wouldn't know where I was. I didn't know how I got there because I didn't start from anywhere. So I won't know when I get there, so I'm not knowing when I'm not there. So good.
Now that there is an overflow of information, like, how do you really know? Is it something
well,
you feel?
When you asked me the other day what I knew, what did I say?
That sometimes you also have the impression you don't know, but you don't worry about it.
That's exactly what I just
you
said.
You don't have any crisis about it.
So, Bob, what do you really know? I don't know. I have to forget it. That's exactly what I says I do. I know this. I know everything. What do you know, Bob? No, I don't know.
Exodus 32:11-14. That's
Exodus
what Bob 32. Does.
How do you know that what you know is real knowing? It's not false premise.
Because you make it right. You are the justifier. You are the Papa justifying the conversation. You said what's right. Well, actually, in this case, you've all deferred to Bob. So Bob says what's right. Till something changes, but, you know, hey.
So that's like making a decision and then just making it right. Not worrying about if it's right or wrong in the moment, but whatever decision you make, then you make it right.
Well, there's no right or wrong, so you're cool.
Well, making it so it works out in your favor.
How do you know? If it worked out in your favor, so you don't worry
about
it.
You're happy with the result?
Yeah, you don't even make a thought.
Happy based on the left or happy based on the right of it?
I don't know.
That's what Bob said.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah.
He always spreads two tables.
I don't know. Isn't he always divided then?
Yeah. He gave unto Moses when he had made an end of communing with them. Upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. He did.
Bob gave him the tablets?
Yes.
Wow, that's a new Rashi. I gave Moses the fucking tablets.
Don't quote us. 32:15, 34:28, Deuteronomy 5:22, 2 Corinthians 3:3. Hobab.
Was Bob the burning bush?
No, I was not the burning bush. Two clay tablets. I know that. I know I was not the burning bush. Come one, come all, have spiritual enlightenment from my end. And all we do is end up arguing over Bob's history. What Bob did do and mostly didn't do.
I have the impression that we have to go through Bob to
well, in a way we do, because
we know what happened when we fell.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll just perfect Bob, and then we'll parse him up. We can eat Bob. We'll take Bob in. In the scriptures, it says, and he was a stranger, and I took him in. So we'll eat Bob, and then we'll all be ascending because we consumed Bob, and it'll be good. And then he won't have to make a laver of brass.
Yeah, have the guys
a laver, a laver, a laver of
what?
Brass.
Over the top of the snake. Where there was rust.
What was it maybe?
Body in the car.
To fall?
Literally pretended as a stick to the windshield or part of a piece of tape that was just there strictly to hide rust.
You mean Thomas Pynchon?
No, but
Thomas Aquinas.
What Bob's idea to fall, or why is he so in the center of this issue?
Laver, L-A-V-E-R, of brass, B-R-A-S-S.
What was he doing when the power was put in the box?
Connecting the tabernacle to the power.
That's building the tabernacle with Saul.
No, you were connecting it. It was hot play, not cold play, Bob.
Oh, I was connecting it to the ark.
Hot play, not cold play, Bob.
Yeah, hot play, I got you.
Is the cold play device related to the Ark of the Covenant?
Exodus 19, all of it. And don't stop until you get to the Dukes of Edom.
And you've said many times a way to tell that you're ascended is if you've brought someone back from the dead. We don't have a lot of practice doing that because there's not dead bodies around us. So would
are you nuts? They're dying. You got.
Oh, you mean you can do it from a distance? Is that what you're saying?
Are you nuts? You have houses on every corner that sweep up the dead. How you say there's no dead around you? Mm-hmm. You get flowers so it doesn't stink. You got so many dead. You send flowers so the bodies don't stink. So you got so many dead. You have florists that send flowers because you don't want to go to where the dead are. There's dead everywhere. You burn them up. There's ashes. They're piling up. Some people are so big and fat, it still takes 6 pallbearers to tote the ashes.
What was the topic there?
How to find dead people so you can bring them back from the dead. So if there's an incredulous lack of dead people in her environment, kill some people. That'll get them. Take a double-barrel butcher knife and blow their fucking head off and then bring them back. And you know it. Then you can unmurder them. That'll be good. Take somebody who wants to get knocked off, knock them off, punish them by bringing them back. But there's lots of things in death. Bring them back and make them stay in their little man body. Make them have pain and agony and tears and let them have play with themselves so they can have orgasms because they don't know how to get into somebody else and how to eat ice cream and make it give them indigestion because they can't take lactose and let them be everything else wrong where they can't have this medicine. They got to have that medicine. You got to be on this problem, that problem, this problem. Make them stay here on this ridiculous little ball that they've destroyed. We love it. Punish them good. That's it. Bring them back. Give them eternal life and then cut their legs off. It's good.
I was very impressed because they were explaining how these 43 students were supposed to be, to have been burned. And some scientists said that was impossible because to burn 43 people, you will need a lot of wood. Like, really, it's an incredible amount. And I was really impressed by the explanation they gave that to burn a human body, it takes like a long, long time and a lot of material to burn it.
Completely,
why is it so hard to get a human, a meat body burned? I thought it would be easier.
No, the carbon in it has to break down, and then those cells don't disintegrate. You don't undo a body. You have to break it down. Those ashes are still you, the essence of you.
And also they were explaining the amount of ashes that one produces is also a lot. I have the impression it's like bigger than your meat sack. Is it so?
No, because a lot of you is moisture, and once you take the moisture out, there's not so much. A normal human of about, say, 150 to 200 pounds makes a good hard shoebox full of ashes.
Ion, regarding the questions that Evan Ray asked about the San Joaquin Valley, someone went to great effort to develop or have the drought. Can you tell us what's the benefit of the drought? For that person, or is
great.
It for many?
It's great. It makes the price go down so you can buy it. They're gouges. So we're going to get it down where it's a dust bowl, and then get it hooked up, and then it can be very lush. But we did, Bob did send the Pineapple Express. It's been raining for a bit now, hasn't it?
Well, it was, and now it's kind of just been foggy up here in the Bay Area. But I don't know about the valley.
Dude, it's soggy. Nice. Okay.
So the drought period has ended. The people bought what they needed to buy. They bought the land, and now it can rain. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it's already closed. Yeah, that's Bob. He's got the deed.
Bob, do you have the deed?
What deed is that?
He's so good. See, listen to him.
What deed is that? I don't know what deed it is. I don't know. I don't really sign things anymore. I have people sign things for me.
Yeah.
Valley.
The California Valley.
Oh, I'm not up on that. That's not my department.
The
east
side.
Not my field.
The east side. The east side. Just the east side. Just the east side.
I'm not up on the deed there. Barbara,
just
I can't
east,
help you.
Okay.
East of Eden.
Yeah, east of Eden.
I read the Japanese, they own more of the debt of the of America than the Chinese. Is that true?
Nope.
Will the dollar remain the...
Nope.
Okay. Will we get a new currency backed by gold?
When are we going to start seeing this new currency?
You already take it now.
The $100 bill, right?
No, the drops. You mean the drops?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay.
For gold. But y'all better be careful. Bob's fixing to only take gold. You wait till you get PayPal to start doing delivering gold for you. You talk about fees. You're going to see some fees.
Is there going to be a reset with the whole financial system? Will debts be forgiven?
There already is. There are no debts.
Well, mortgages, credit card debt.
There are no mortgages. You know, mortgage is something you got to pay back. You don't have to pay that back. You can walk away. You're just that's a ways of keeping things that you don't have. Why would you want to?
It was before Julie's accident. The only way you can do that is if you pay a whole bunch of money to get fixed right. That's going to be real expensive.
Is that person speaking to us, or are they just talking on? Not on mute.
We think they're trying to engage the Forex.
Foreign exchange. What was after the California debt? What was the topic?
What are the people going to do, Bob, when you make them pay for their RNA drops and gold? Especially when they ain't got none.
Yeah,
they'd be just like Bob to get all the gold in the whole wide world and then say the only way you can get the breath of life is by paying in gold. That's Bob. That's Bob. Bob would do that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all that gold, Bob?
Nothing.
Pave his streets of gold.
I want to live on your street.
You don't have to polish it once you get it really honed. It's clear as glass.
So it's better to rent?
And it's great.
It's better to rent than have a mortgage?
Why can't you just own your house? Either a borrower or a lender be. Are you fixing to say it's a lot of money? Are you nuts? We just said there's no money. So, I guess if you're going to have something that isn't, you might as well have a lot of it. If you're going to have a bunch, you know, you get a wheelbarrow full of nothing. It'll be great.
Can you describe the process of owning the house that you want, that you desire, without money?
Well, you can build it. You can cut down a tree, hew the log, put the log through a planer, stack up the lumber, put a foundation in, fit it on a rock, build your house.
Okay, so you just have to buy the land.
You can get somebody to, well, you can take a gun and take the land. That's how you got the United States of America. You didn't pay anybody. You filthy animal.
Oh,
well,
I could, yeah.
He's sitting here saying this is how you do it. It isn't. It's not how you got it. So.
No, I like the whole idea of building. We've been talking about that for a while because Jim can build a house.
We took it away from Roxy. We stole the land from Roxy. Roxy's infiltrating us. She's got a revenge mode lurking.
She's going to take Nassara and make you cash the check.
What about Saint Germain? What is he doing now?
playing Lady Gaga Poker Face. You should play that one too, Bob.
Is he going to be working with Bob?
Everyone who makes it will.
I am the Lord God Jesus fucking comeback, whatever you call that guy in the book. You know, I'm who they've been praying to come back. I came back.
Yep, Jesus saves, but Bob deposits.
Do these ascended people stay in touch with their descendants, or do they lose track of them?
Ooh, no, they don't have any descendants.
They don't. Well, God, Sarah had children.
Let me get this right. God doesn't pray to you. You pray to God. There's a difference. God doesn't pray to you. You pray to God.
We pray to ourselves, right?
If you ask, yes. How about the poker face with Lady Gaga, Bob?
What's happening when we listen to that special music you want us to listen to?
The tone, the frequency that those particular songs and those wordy words apply, and they get caught up in you, and they sometimes make a huge difference from things that are said, because the cliched archetype does not allow for a permeation of the information superhighway in the Gutenberg-related galaxy, because the written word is the profornication of all faith that allows you to have a knowing. See, the misnomer or the premise that has been laid out here is from the written word, that the pluses and the minuses of the zeros and the minuses have to add up to an outcome. The predicated outcome must become the absolute token of the essence of creation. So therefore, if you can add a frequency, or sometimes known as frequency, to that modality of a flow, melody, I guess you would want to say, sometimes the meat sack has an easier way of absorbing those written words. Thus, the essence of creation is more permeated in your long-term memory rather than your short-term devices.
No, but I was thinking maybe that's why we have two playlists of the videos, because I always felt I had to put music, and some people complain that they cannot understand with the music, but I have the feeling I had to.
Ah, yes, for the vibration that Ian explained, yes.
Yes, so, some process or some things going on that we're not aware of in the digesting of the ideas.
Yes. Well, Legend, we unmuted you. You want to say anything, Legend?
I just watched Torchwood. I'd never seen that show before. And right at the end of Torchwood, the episode was called The Blessing, and it appeared to be a representation of you, Ion. Is that correct?
If you're saying Jack is the face of Bo, yes.
Jack is a representation of an ascended person.
Okay. Okay, but he actually represents more of an immortal from Gallifrey, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, actually, I meant immortal, but the way he did certain things, it appeared he could have been ascended.
Yeah, but so he was not anybody. He didn't care. He fucked boys, girls. He fucked anything. It didn't bother him. It was okay.
Yeah, he could do anything that moves. But
yeah, he was like Roxy. Fuck anything.
He was a lover, not a fighter. They just had to be still. He'd love them.
I just watch anything that is fucking and moving, but I don't fall past myself.
Yeah.
The previous episode,
she's exiting it. Yes.
What's called The Blood. So, the culmination of that series was all about the blood, right at the end.
Of course it was, and that was what the whole secret, that's what they were trying to keep from all the weirdies, the weirdos, the things. The best one is how Queen Victoria became a hemophiliac. That was a good one. So the Torchwood Institute came from Doctor Who.
Did J.W. Have an input in the script? One of the J.W.'s?
Didn't say.
Okay, also, recently in the news, there was a guy who was a vice president of AIG, insurance company in Palm, he was golfing in Palm Springs. He disappears. Nobody could find him for days. And they're searching this lake adjacent to the hole that he was on when he was golfing. And suddenly a few days later, and this lake was very small, they find his body. His name was Arth Mesa. Is there any significance to that person, the way he left? Or was he just murdered? Or?
Yeah, he fucked over a trade for my buddy in Omaha.
he died because of a trade in Omaha, Berkshire Hathaway?
Our buddy in Omaha.
So he was murdered, not zapped into a parallel world.
Well, that's from what we said.
Did he say that he was murdered, legend?
I'm not sure. He said that it was over a trade from a person in Omaha.
Yeah, but we missed the verb. Was he murdered over the trade?
Well, let's just say it this way. He won't mess up another Oracle of Omaha's trades.
Is that Warren Buffett?
Yeah. Or Howard Buffett.
Have you guys covered Oak Island? Is he giving you any insight on what they're looking for in Oak Island?
We like it when we're in the third person, Bob. When we're right here, it's too much fun, hey?
Any details on Oak Island? What's out there? What they're looking for? Yeah, is there really something 200 feet below the surface there, Aaron, that was placed there in a future, far past, far now?
Well, basically, if you get the Jabberwocky with a big old heart on, you're going to get fucked.
Is the treasure still there, or has it been removed?
That's Bob.
I think it was used in some transaction 400 or 500 years ago. Might have been part of the Louisiana Purchase or something like that. It was explained a long time ago. I don't recall.
And the crazy Rittenhouse Square deal and moved to Balmoral and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, something like that.
Moved to Balmoral.
I picked up Corbin for Christmas Eve. I went and picked up his house in Beverly Hills. I was sitting in his detached little guest quarters area for like 5 or 10 minutes waiting on him. And then when he came out, I couldn't even move. So was it just my blood sugar dropped because of what I had eaten that day? Or is there some sort of mystery last episode there?
You had a little shift where you were almost there but not there. It was like cross. And Marvel Comics, it's when they speed things up or slow things down, and it was like slow motion and you couldn't move. You were moving, it was just in such slow motion that no one noticed it. It's like speed up, slow down. That's that funny, ridiculous reference you made to hypoglycemia, which you don't suffer from, but it's from that same place of noticing that perspective. That's all.
Because I used to get that as a kid all the time. I'd get real sluggish and slow and thought, my blood sugar was off because I either ate too much candy or too much sugar or something. But would that be similar, a representation of that?
Yes, and the sugar in your blood is what you blame for that euphoric feeling, not the outcome of what it really is.
So what you're saying is I was trying to catch up to myself, or I was crossed between two worlds?
Or you were always behind. You were trying to catch up to yourself, or you were always behind. Either way, no matter how fast you're going, if your perspective, if you're going 100 miles an hour down the road, and everything around you is going 100 miles an hour too, you don't notice it. You see? It's perspective. If you take an airplane and it goes 600 miles an hour on the interstate, you're going to know it. If it's going in the air at 30,000 feet going 600 miles, you think you're not even moving. You can't even get that you're moving. Well, that's the difference. It's just perspective. It's like that.
So does it have to do with your hypothalamus?
Between it has to do with the thalamus, not a disconnection of anything. It's the thalamus.
So my thalamus isn't working properly, or it needs to be balanced correctly? Or
ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong.
You sneeze, too, but that doesn't mean anything's wrong. You have flatulence, but that's not wrong. It's just not nice to do in company. But you still have that. It's not a problem.
I couldn't even drive. I had to have Corbin drive my car. I could barely move. Okay, so
The roads are probably better off for it, too.
His abode isn't cursed with demons or anything, right?
There's some waspish ones floating through there from time to time, yeah.
That's because he calls them? Does he dabble?
Emmeline. In the wood and the door faces. Emmeline is in the wood of the door face. Yep. Play with that. It's the one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy, three ringy dingy, four ringy dingy, five ringy dingy, six ringy dingy, seven ringy dingy, eight ringy dingy. Oh, no one answered Skype. Time to go.